So many things are changing because of COVID-19. So many things are on hold because of COVID-19. But you think about all the construction, especially in this area that's been going on. Will it continue? And what's it going to look like? Is it going to change? Scott Lowe is the lead partner, co-founder of 5G Studio Collaborative. They've done, the Omni Hotel, Virgin Hotel that just opened, but also lots of restaurants and Dallas Chop Houses and work in New York City on Hudson Yard. And Scott Lowe joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Hey, always good to be here with you.
Thank
David.
You.
Thanks for having me.
So I guess, first of all, for context purposes, I can't talk to a better person about what might change or what should change, if anything, in design than you, because you are a survivor of COVID-19. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm still recovering. The lungs will take a little while to recover, but thank God I'm all right. My family's okay. And I know a lot of people have had it a lot worse than me, so I really feel for those folks.
Yeah,
I didn't really take it seriously before, but it is the real deal. It got me pretty sick. So, but my wife had it and she got over it really quickly. So, yeah. I guess I'm part of the weak herd.
Well, I'm glad you're on the mend. So you guys operate obviously here, but Florida, Georgia, and Indonesia, like 1,000 projects all over the world. So what's the status of your work right now? I mean, did all your design work just come to a halt in February?
No, it didn't come to a halt. Our interiors group is still doing really well. I think probably because of where interior sort of falls in the project life cycle phase, right? Our hospitality work definitely took a hit. All those projects, I'd say 90% or better, sort of went on hold or, sort of kicked the can down the road on some sort of delayed start or something like that. It was almost the sum total of our hospitality work, took some sort of delay.
And you're operating in hospitality all over the world. I've seen projects of yours in Indonesia and I mean, obviously a lot around here, but everything came to a halt.
Well, we do have a really nice resort happening in Bali that the ownership is very, very strong and sort of, long-term minded,
deep pockets evidently too.
Yeah, they're continuing forward. There's a couple here domestically that are continuing forward. We're finding that they're either very much the beginning of them, the ones that are kind of slowly progressing forward, or one that we've been into here domestically, which is the Sapphire Bay project. They're already well into the site work and those kinds of things.
Where's that?
That's in Raleigh.
In Raleigh, okay.
The Crystal Lagoon, Sapphire
Bay. Oh, of course, yeah.
In Raleigh.
But going forward, I mean, are you altering design? Of course, I don't know how long lasting this is going to be, but people are going to be spooked about the possibility of a pandemic or catching something from somebody else for a long time. And I think of the layout of buildings and hotels, how many people you can squeeze on an elevator, how many people can work in close proximity with each other. Are there design considerations there?
Absolutely. We're looking at those in all aspects of design. I mean, you know, our entertainment group, it was decimated. We do theaters, restaurants, all those kind of, you know, those projects are still on hold and who knows how that stuff's coming back. But yeah, that the office buildings that we're getting into now are smaller, much smaller. I would say a much more European type of office environment in terms of, you know, kind of a boutique 100,000 square foot or less type office
with the idea that people are going to be working
fewer tenants.
More people working from home then
No, I think it's more like fewer tenants. So, you know, I wonder what's happening with buildings like Bank of America Tower, for instance, and those kind of things. I think where you get a lot of, traffic from a lot of different people, a lot of strange folks in the building from day to day, and those kind of, I think a lot of that's going to get more controlled. In the office environment, especially in the short run. I think hotels are going to be okay long term, but I think you're going to see what I would call ultra boutique, which are hotels that are more akin to like a Zaza was in its day and time, where we get back more towards, you know, 35 to 50, maybe 65 keys. was centered around some sort of signature, maybe chef-driven restaurant or something like that. I see it's going really small there, and I see entertainment eventually coming back. But I, you know, in terms of like cinemas and those types of things, I'm not sure how that looks. You know, you certainly get smaller and more spread out, like an IPIC or sort of a look theater does, those kinds of things. You know, cinemas may go more towards that model rather than your traditional cinema. Not sure how that looks in entertainment yet.
Sound like price point's probably got to go up too if you don't have that many, you know, that many seats in a theater. What about retail? I don't know how much you do. I know you're involved in the, what was it, 4510 they put in Hudson Yards, that big project in New York City. And we're just seeing, I think we're just on the leading edge of seeing bankruptcies among a lot of companies. I think going to be more in the third quarter, and in particular in retail.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of folks that don't want to admit they're in trouble. Yet, but I think there's a lot of folks in trouble, is my sense. On retail, you know, certainly big box retail, retail centers, those kind of things, all taking an enormous hit and impact. You know, it's interesting. I think retail, it's almost a perfect storm for retail, and I think it's an accelerating agent for what is to come in retail anyway. You know, Hudson Yards, you know, was interesting engagement for us with 4510 there, because it was a much different contemplation of retail. It was much more experiential was much more like an art show or
the kind of thing that North Park, you know, achieved, you know, 40 years ago or something.
Right. And I think, you know, areas like North Park and, you know, Hudson Yards and those kinds of things, I think are going to be fine long term. But, you know, you start to look at, you know, the power centers and those kind of things. You know, you wonder how are those going to weather this storm? Not sure on the answer of that yet, but I certainly think that this pandemic was an accelerator for what retail was already experiencing. So retail will survive, but because frankly, if you've ever tried buying, if you try buying like business shirts and those types of things on Amazon, it just doesn't work.
Yeah, right. Shoes are not a good thing.
Shoes not a good. Don't buy shoes on.
If they don't fit, I don't think they really want them back either.
Right, and so it's just like, you know, it's just so that doesn't work. I mean, Amazon works for utility goods and those types of things. It's not really good for clothing and things that people need.
What about your shop? I mean, one of the most intriguing interior designs and exterior too, I guess, that I've seen you guys do is your own office, your building down on Main Street. Is it still going to be? You still going to have it full of people all the time, or do you see more work being done, maybe collaboratively, electronically, than next to each other?
So fortunately, I have a really solid IT and really strong CFO in this regard. We did some disaster planning quite a while back, actually, several years ago, where we were able to offsite everything and have a work from home plan in place. And so we had never employed that. And we employed that, and you know, we found that we're very efficient as a group working from home. So we're still hitting our deadlines and our budgets and those kinds of things like we should. So from our standpoint, we're not in a hurry to get back to the office, especially because when we did get back into the office, myself and another person, the head of our interiors group. Was diagnosed with COVID, and so we're not you know we're being very slow to sort of get back into the office. We've had some meetings there and those kinds of things, but
yeah, and I would guess your colleagues are not in a position to want to hurry you up on that either. So that probably
too. You know, everybody's very cautious, especially, you know, when it hits home.
Yeah.
You know, you're just like, yeah, you know, everybody starts to sort of realize, and you see her sort of see how, and I think she did really well with it, but you just don't know how it's going to hit you. And
Scott Lowe is the lead partner, co-founder of 5G Studio Collaborative. Thanks a lot for being with us.
David, always a pleasure speaking with you. Thanks, sir.
For more of our conversation with Mr. Lowe, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.